This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Now, back to the guys.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI.
High noon, Jones and Keefe. It's Tommy Tuesday. We'll be joined by Tom E. Curran, NBC Sports Boston, shortly. In the meantime, we can get your phone call, 617-779-7937. All your thoughts on the Patriots. Free agency, or legal tampering, rather. Day one in the books. Patriots very, very busy yesterday. Milton Williams, Carlton Davis, Harold Landry, Robert Spillane. Who else am I missing?
Morgan Moses,
on that list?
Mac Hollins, Josh Dobbs.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
A lot of dudes.
Very, very busy on day one. It's been slower on day two, not just for the Patriots,
everybody,
but throughout the league. What were you telling me, Keith? The NFL Network was cutting in with, like, punter signings?
Yeah, I think the Bucs took the Broncos punter. You're like, all right, thanks.
Thank you. This does prove the point, though. Like, we were going over all the top free agents on Florio's list, the top 100. Almost the whole top 30 is gone now. Already. And, like, free agency hasn't technically started until tomorrow at 4 o'clock. So already you're picking at scraps. We're hoping and praying for Cam Robinson.
I know.
And maybe Cooper Kupp, if and when he shakes free.
Yeah, that still would be a trade. There's a list of other old receivers that are out there, like Diggs and Cooper and Keenan Allen. But, yeah, I mean, most of it's been picked through already. You know, day one. Vikings were really busy. Bears have been busy.
You're right. Vikings have had a busy day today.
Yep.
That's an update. Will Fries? What were you calling him?
Freeze?
There?
Oh, yeah. Biggie Fries.
Not Mr. Freeze?
No. I don't know what the hell it is.
Will Fries signed with the Vikings. We told you that earlier today. Burt Breer said there was a lot of action on Fries. Freeze? The Colts were trying to bring him back. So he signed with the Vikings. The Colts were trying to bring him back.
Right.
So it seems like he's kind of separating those two teams as the finalists. But he says the Patriots, Giants, Seahawks, and Cardinals also involved. Okay. That was a big deal. That was $88 million or something like that.
Yeah.
I personally don't have guard at the top of my list, but it sounds like they've been interested in a few different guards. Mm-hmm. McCarrie in Baltimore and Fries as well. So they're not just looking at tackles. In other words, they're looking at that whole offensive line, it seems.
Also, real quick, Brad Marchand, his head coach, gave an update. He's definitely not playing tonight.
Not playing.
And still considered.
Boom.
Yeah, still considered
Boom.
Victory week. Yeah, yeah. So just having a skate. Just out there with the new teammates, but not playing tonight.
Curious. Well, he seems to be feeling a lot better now that he's in Florida. I'll stand by that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll stand down on Marchand playing tonight.
Not happening.
That's a shame. Again, taking line rushes with Barkov, and Verhaeghe, but won't play tonight. We did get some intel from Paul Bissonnette on what he was requesting. He wanted a raise from the Bruins. So we can get back to that as well with all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. We have Kiefer Madness on the way at 1245, but it's a Tom E. Tuesday. We're joined by Tommy Curran of NBC Sports Boston. His latest is up at NBC Sports Boston right now. Overview on what the Patriots did in day one of free agency. Tommy Curran, what do you think of what the Patriots were able to accomplish on day one of, I shouldn't say free agency, day one of legal tampering? How do you think they did?
I think they made progress where the ability was there to make progress. you got to fish where the fish are. And then on the offensive side of the ball, the two obvious positions of need, and I'm sure you guys have explored it plenty over the last 24 hours and during the early portion of the show, but you can't force it. You can't force people at the point of a bayonet, whether you're Chris Godwin or Ronnie Stanley, to say, you know what, I'm going to uproot. I'm going to take that money that they're offering me and that opportunity in New England and just on a lark, just go there at my age and walk away from a team that's either a playoff team as Tampa was or, you know, a Super Bowl aspirant as Baltimore was. So I look at it and say, okay, we understood that that was a chance and they made their decision. Then you look at the defensive side of the ball, and I think that they were innovative. I do wonder, like, a signing of Carlton Davis, though, for the amount that he got, would he have been offered that kind of money if a Godwin or a Stanley were aboard? I think it's interesting to wonder about what domino effect those two missed signings had on the group they brought in.
Where do you stand on Milton Williams? Obviously, a huge commitment to him. I think he's certainly shown how good he can be. The other thing is he was part of a really good defense. He was next to Jalen Carter and played less than 50% of the snaps. So where do you come down on Milton Williams, the player?
To the good, he could be nasty when you look at that defensive line. I mean, Keon White is a freak. Christian Barmore is also a freak. Harold Landry is absolutely a talented outside rusher, although he's more of an Uche than a Judon by a long shot. So you could have a really potent front. If it's just Milton Williams at 295 pounds and you don't have that complement around him to help him get better, I think it's a great point by you. He's 26. There's plenty of upside. There's a massive commitment made there. He can either be a huge part of an extremely talented defensive line or the only game in town because we don't know what's going to happen with Barmore health-wise and his availability. And Keon White is wonderfully talented, and you saw that in the early portion of the season. Then he tapered off and actually was seemingly at the scene of the crime with a lot of defensive breakdowns and loss of contain. So I like it in theory on paper. And he was you can't blame them for making that signing. But as always with defensive linemen, sometimes you hold your breath. I walked outside, so it's a little windy right now. I was not confident about my indoor reception.
Okay. It's all right. Sound good. We're picking up a little bit of wind, but your reception sounds good. Tom, you also
Going back in.
No, all good. Tom, you also wrote that culture will be a determining factor on who the Patriots are pursuing in free agency. It certainly seems to be that way. They have ties to a lot of these players, whether it's McDaniels and his time with the Raiders or Terrence Williams' time with the Lions or, of course, Vrabel in Tennessee. How much of a determining factor is that for the Patriots, and how badly do they need that in the locker room? Because that does seem like a big point of emphasis.
It's a huge determining factor. I'm not saying it's as big as production, but it's a disqualifying factor if there's a question mark around how you would impact the players around you. Because your most important players on this team, especially Drake May and Christian Gonzalez, are young enough to be in positions where if you bring players in on the defensive side of the ball or the offensive side of the ball who might pull in the other direction. As Gerard Mayo always said, you got 10% of the team pulling in the right direction, 10% could be pulling in the wrong direction, and that 80% in the middle to see who wins. And last year, I think that in Gerard's first year here, by the end of the season, the empowerment given to players to speak their minds and feel empowered to say what you like and let your feelings be known, actually, as the team started to play worse, that 10% of the negative started to pull in a direction, and they joined in. I mean, why is Kayshon Booty, who I really enjoy, but a sixth-round pick, voicing his opinion so freely on the direction of the offense and the amount of times he should get the football? I mean, so to me, that empowerment of guys to be able to speak their minds really, I mean, speak your mind, go ahead. I mean, it is a free country still. But there should be a pecking order. And I think that when you look at a DK Metcalf or a Davante Adams, they're not dinks, but they have an expectation for what they should get in terms of targets and production. And the Patriots looked at Drake May in particular as being the leader of the team. And if you're going to bring somebody in and give them $25, $30 million at the wide receiver position, you're inferring that they are as or more important than anybody else on your team. So they want to make sure that it's the right person that they empower with that.
Well, speaking of some of those big receivers that have not signed with the Patriots, is there a chance that Drake May isn't the draw that a lot of us around here thinks that he would be?
I don't know if I would ascribe it to May. I think that would be really the lone thing that you could look at. If you're, say you're Chris Godwin and you're deciding, do I want to play with Mayfield and stay down here in Florida with a team that went to the playoffs in a place that I'm comfortable and have always been and I'm rooted, or do I want to uproot and go to New England? What are the pros about New England? And I think that Drake May would be about their only pro. He's probably a – would I say he's better? Certainly trends better than Baker Mayfield. Yeah, he's better than Baker Mayfield.
No, he's not.
But what else?
Not right now.
Would you rather play with Baker Mayfield if you're a wide receiver? 11,
In 2 years, maybe he could be, or maybe if he has a great year. I think based on just what we
saw
last year.
Who's going to have a better year this year? Who's going to have a better year? Baker Mayfield. Oh, it's on.
Baker Mayfield's not throwing to Mac Hollins and Jalen Polk.
But how about another? This is a more fair one in my estimation. How about another guy who turned down their money a year ago, Ayuk, who chose to play or return to play with Purdy in San Fran?
Yeah,
like Ayuk or May? Purdy or May? I'd say May.
Hopefully May. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. Yep. And, but again, we then get back to the conversation of what's the level of comfort the Patriots would have with Ayuk's demands and ability to kick rocks if he's not getting things his way. I think the bar is going to be so high. You don't have to be a pain in the ass. You don't have to be Terrell Owens in the locker room, I think, right now for the Patriots to say, not sure. Godwin fit the bill. Jacoby Myers would fit the bill. Cooper Kupp would fit the bill. I think they're setting a high bar for that. And because it's not just about May, it's about the wide receiver room as a whole. Jalen Polk and Javon Baker did not signal that they were guys or Booty, who were guys who were like, okay, we understand, we know our place, whatever we can do to make ourselves better. Jalen Polk's proclaiming himself to have the best hands in the league. Javon Baker on draft day is telling everybody how unbelievably he's going to perform, so that he's performing literal miracles. So they're very concerned about the cultural aspect. That trumps character aspect. I want to reiterate that. Character, to me, when we start talking about kids' character when they're 22 and 23, that's tough. Mm-hmm. It's cultural. What do you like? Not are you a bad person, because we all change all the time.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year.
Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're talking to Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston. He joins us every Tuesday here on Jones and Keefe at high noon. We call it a Tom E. Tuesday.
I love that, too.
Yeah, it's Keefe. Nice. You can give the hat tip to Rich Keefe there. Yeah,
so you're kind of locked in now.
That's true. Yeah, no other days for you. No options. It is day two legal tampering. What are you hearing? What are they going to get done here in the next, whatever it is, 28 hours leading up to the official start of free agency?
It's interesting because they talked about pivots and moving and the ability to be mobile, and I think we saw that. For instance, we see a guy like Cam Robinson continuing to sit out there. If you look at some of his numbers from 2024, he's not an encouraging guy. He is seen, I think, as a left tackle, of course, and that's a position of need. So he's seen as a player that would be the number two guy behind Ronnie Stanley, and he's still sitting there on the board. I think that the Patriots are moving quickly to tier two free agency, as the signing of Mac Hollins would indicate. I would also say continue to stay loose on Jacoby Myers. I think that the Patriots want to move somebody. I mean, let me rephrase that. I think the Patriots will explore trades of all manner. That is, you know, they've already reportedly made entries on A.J. Brown. I think they were rebuffed. I think Matthew Berry reported that. Jacoby Myers will be a target. Cooper Kupp, if he hasn't been released, that release is imminent. So all of those guys would be looked at as tier two. I think that the Josh Dobbs signing means that the Joe Milton flip could be imminent. So I would bear that in mind, too. And something I mentioned a couple weeks ago, just spitballing, why not send Joe Milton for Jacoby Myers? It's an easy flip. Pick up his $10 million contract for 2025, and figure out if you want to do an extension with him. Again, Jacoby Myers is not an elite wide receiver, but he is an 85-catch-a-year guy, and you know where he's going to be when he starts his route, and he's pretty durable. So I continue to bang that drum.
What about Cooper Kupp? You mentioned him. Jones and I both like him a lot, and it sounds like he's going to get released, but why take that chance of him picking you over other teams? Should they offer some sort of late-round pick in exchange for him now?
We all do this. Do you sometimes get to a point where you feel like you're finding fault with guys?
That's my default position. Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
I start there.
Who are you talking to?
Do I sometimes feel that? Yeah, no, I'd say I feel that. Yeah.
What do you think of this Jesus guy? I don't like the long hair.
Again with the sandals?
Damn, Daniel. But you look at Cooper Kupp and the ability to play 17 games, it's just not there. Mm-hmm. Additionally, I don't know Cooper Kupp's character. No, that's not the right. I don't know about Cooper Kupp's cultural fit. Character, again, I just said, I don't like using that word because it is, unless you know the guy's a horrible human, let's stick away from that. Cultural fit. You got a guy who's been in Los Angeles, performed and produced at the level he has, and now he's going to come to New England, clear across the country to a different climate, different situation, with different aspirations for the team. Do you guys want to do that? I think everybody looks at their own careers, and there are probably times that you do it. Maybe he would look at that and say, you know what? This place thinks I'm good still. This place wants to give me a chance. I can help this kid, Drake May. I like Josh McDaniels. I think he's smart. Maybe he would, or maybe he'd be in a position like, do I want to do that at this point in my career? Go to a building team? So I think every player is different. But that's why I would look at Cooper Kupp, and you really have to vet what he would want from the team he's going to.
Does any other activity in free agency to this point steer you in a direction when it comes to the number four pick in the draft or their approach with the number four pick in the draft?
The fact that they haven't addressed left tackle with a starting level individual continues to make me believe that they're going to have to do that on day one, whether that is taking someone at four, Membu or Campbell, whether that's dealing down, trading that pick, and especially if Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter aren't there. But if you're sitting there looking at Will Campbell and Membu at four and you feel, and I'm spitballing here, I don't know how they feel about Membu necessarily. I do think that there's a lot of appreciation for Campbell. But if you're sitting there staring at that spot and saying, we can get one of these two guys, can we move down and add? But to answer your question more succinctly, because I'm in a babble mode right now, yeah, I think it impacts what they're going to do, especially on the offensive line, because you can't go in with a straight face saying, this is all we have at left tackle. Good luck, Drake.
All right, he's Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston, every Tuesday on Jones and Keefe. We call it a Tom E. Tuesday. You can check out his latest at NBC Sports Boston. For the Patriots free agency, a reminder that there are no shortcuts. You're back on Quickslants tonight, right? I've seen the polls going out today. You're back,
yes,
on Quickslants? Nice.
Yeah, we're going to go crazy with the polls, too, because I know that people have a lot of opinions all cooped up, so we're going to have plenty of polls in tonight's program at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Very good.
Tommy Curran's polls.
Yes.
You can see that tonight on NBC Sports Boston. You can hear them on Thursdays with WEEI Afternoons and every Tuesday at high noon here on Jones and Keefe. Tom, we appreciate the time as always. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you, Tom.
Tommy Curran. Still beating the drum for Jacoby Myers. Jacoby Myers for Joe Milton. How would you feel about that?
I'd do it. I'd do that.
I think that one I would do. I said before, yeah. I'd want a day two pick, but now you're telling me no draft pick.
Number two receiver kind of thing?
No draft pick compensation for Myers.
Yeah.
I was about to ask, why would the Raiders do that? He answered it. They just want to ditch the contract. So Milton for Myers. Okay. Yeah, I would do
but
that.
But also, what's the Raiders quarterback room right now? Geno Smith and... Right? They got Geno, didn't they? So, yeah. So, maybe they even take him. And
Do they still have... who's the... O'Connell? Aiden O'Connell. Thank you. Yeah.
Oh, all right. Maybe they do. But, I mean, it's a new wave of... it's a new GM. It's a new coach. And maybe they'd be like, all right, we're going to change this up anyway. Yeah, I think they do have Aiden O'Connell, but whatever. They take a shot on Joe Milton, more importantly, get rid of the contract of Myers, open up that spot. But that'd be a great addition for the Pats. It's not one where you're like slam dunk number one receiver, but it's the type of guys that Drake May needs. And if Drake May is gonna have a season better than Baker Mayfield or better than Brock Purdy, you need reliable receivers.
He sounds very down on Cam Robinson.
Yeah,
if you're following Bedard today on Bedard is like super down on Cam Robinson. He's like, I'd rather wait it out with Vidarian Lowe than overpay for Cam Robinson.
Well, so then this is turning into you're forced to take a player there in the draft.
So this is what Curran just said. Curran just said, maybe at four, they look at Membu or Campbell, or maybe they look to move down to take one of those guys. Mark Daniels yesterday over at Mass Live had this tweet. He says, if the Patriots don't land a legit left tackle, and I don't think they're going to play Morgan Moses there, but I guess we should.
So maybe
rule
there
out with
isn't one. If those guys don't think Cam Robinson is, then there isn't one available, I don't think.
He says, if they don't land a legit left tackle, watch out for Will Campbell at four. Several fans of him inside Gillette Stadium. I'd have to.
Curran basically said.
I was going to say, I'd have to re-listen to what Curran just said, but he said something like a lot of respect something like that for Will Campbell within the walls of Foxborough. So you're now hearing that a couple of different places.
So it wouldn't be ideal if Hunter or Carter are on the board and then you still end up drafting for like need instead of what could be a generational type player. But if both of those guys are off the board and you could do worse, it's not my top choice.
Based on their approach to free agency and knowing that both those guys would be gone in that scenario, Field Yates did a mock draft today. Abdul Carter was falling to the Patriots at four.
So if you took Campbell over Abdul Carter,
stupid.
That'd be bad.
If you took Campbell over Hunter, I wouldn't do that. But let's say those guys are gone.
Mm.
Based on their start to free agency, I'm a little more open to the idea of an offensive lineman like Campbell.
Yeah.
Even though he's imperfect at four.
Yeah.
I personally am a little more open to it. I'd still like to see them sign Cam Robinson. You have Robinson, you have Moses. Really let the draft come to you.
Mm-hmm.
But not a lot of love for Cam Robinson listening to Curran and reading Bedard today. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here. Jones and Keefe, all your reaction on day two, legal tampering of NFL free agency. We have a Kiefer Madness on the way at 1245. You can still vote in the Jones and Keefe March Madness uniform bracket at Jones and Keefe on Twitter. You can see the full bracket on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. Billy Lanny with all the latest in trending, and let's get back to what the Patriots have done so far coming up next.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.